You gotta be kidding me. We were favored by 17 points.
And we got to play better, obviously. I don't have doubts about this football team, you know. But this is the NFL, and you got to go out and play every week. And if you don't, that's what's going to happen. But, you know, we did all the things that cause you to lose football games. We brought the kick out, I don't know how many times, had penalties on it. We fumbled the ball twice. I don't know how many turnovers we had today. We allowed the quarterback to run around, and busted coverages. I mean, you know, it's just, when you do things like that, you're going to get beat.
We just watched.
A little bit too enthusiastic for me.
As you just saw, that's my best friend, Drew Bunting.
No, it's not. He's gone.
He's gone.
He's hiding his head in shame. This is his stand-in, the unknown comic.
I recorded a rant after the halftime, and it may be included as part of this because... What an unbelievable loss.
Oh, that's the loss that can fracture your whole season.
Cousins has lost two fumbles already. Passes have sailed. He hasn't climbed the pocket. Hashtag brand. The defense has given up more yards in the first half against probably the worst team in the league. And you tell me, oh, it's a trap game, Dave. Coming off of last week's tie with Green Bay, you would think that they would take this game more seriously. Dudes, you're professionals here. You've got to come out and play. This is disgusting. Vikings fans deserve better. You are touted to be the best in the league. And what's up with the punter? Wiley had gaudy numbers before he came here. You can't tell me it's not Prefer Madness. I'm more convinced than ever. Then take Anthony Barr. He's been a no-show except for penalties. And you wanted to extend him. Screw him. Cut him. He should be cut at the end of the season. He doesn't deserve it. Neither does Waynes, for that matter. I understand the whole idea. They're defensive backs. They're not wide receivers. They're defensive backs because they can't catch the ball. But for Pete's sakes, this is embarrassing in our own house, no less. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Hopefully, Zimmer puts a size 12 up everybody's butt, including DeFilippo's. Oh, shut up, Siri.
One of the worst things I've ever sat through.
First off, let's start off with the final score. Final score, Buffalo 27, Vikings 6.
Like sitting through a Nickelback concert.
And just think, the Vikings were favored by 17 points. What a joke.
When's the last time that happened? A 17-point favorite lost by more than 20. You tell me. Ask Vegas. I bet you Vegas doesn't even have the answer to that.
Probably not.
And luckily we didn't have a shutout. Last time we were shut out in the show was October 7th, or shut out at home was October 7th, 1962.
You were like 4 even.
No, I wasn't even 4. I wasn't even born.
Come on, man. I know you weren't born.
I was born 364 days later than that.
Born on the bayou.
What happened to our team today? Yeah.
Who?
I can't even show my face.
No. Fucking...
What the hell just happened?
We got our asses waxed.
You know what?
The team didn't even show up.
This is, I feel sorry for the fan base. It's like, you know, teenager to 20s to maybe early 30s. I would have, you know, I don't even know how to react during. I mean, I used to know how I reacted in games like this, but when you're 53 and you've gotten shit on so many times by this team, you kind of shake your head and let the anger go. Well, I don't even know. I don't even know how to react. That's the worst game I've seen since the Giants donut game. It is, obviously.
Oh, without a doubt, except for the fact that it wasn't a playoff game, and it could be considered a mulligan and not affect anything in the long run if they pull their heads out of their asses, that we hear a big popping sound, and I hope I pop the peas on that one.
Hold your horses.
This week. Oh, no, I'm not telling you to hold your horses. I'm telling them, let them run, baby. Let them run.
You want DeFilippo's playbook? Right under there.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Not go. The slightest.
Can you read that?
Yeah, for DeFilippo playbook, point down.
Speaking of which, look at my abs, baby. They're getting there.
Oh, yeah, working on that six-pack, brother. Working on that six-pack.
Dude. What in the?
Speaking of six,
you know what? Even if we, hey, even if we had no turnovers in that game, we still lose. If you ask me.
No, without a doubt. But speaking of six packs, I did want to pimp. Before the game on Gjallarhorn, I post a picture of what I'm drinking. Well, this week it was Elizin Space Dust.
Quite a few, but I can take it by the look of you.
Oh, yes. Quite a few. Oh, yes. Quite a few. Now,
I like how you drink every Sunday. That's good for you. You should drink more. You're one of those people that qualify to be an alcoholic.
Well, no, not quite. But I'll let you know, it has wonderful flavor, beautiful note, just the right amount of hops, and I would recommend it on the Sunday when you're getting your ass kicked.
Oh, Christ. How do you even start? So much for Dave Stefano 42-3, right? I mean,
it's just.
Well, it was 17-0 before I even finished my coffee.
I know. It's just unbelievable.
Dude, our O line is garbage.
Well, we knew that coming in, but we at least hoped they would hold the line. Did they? No, not really.
They didn't play. They played
like
shit.
There was too many times when McDreamy went back and was thrown off his back foot because he could not step up in the pocket, i.e. climb the pocket. Our network. Yeah, baby. Right. We advocate it for a reason. It works. Now, the only people that catch balls for the Vikings on a consistent basis was Adam Thielen today, Kyle Rudolph late, CJ Ham, even though he bobbled the third one, but he did bring it in.
Not too hard to catch passes when they're three yards past the line of scrimmage.
Well, and that's true too. And it's just like, what are we watching in an offensive game plan? When you're down that far, you should be running close to the two-minute offense and going deep. You can't get back in the game throwing three-yard passes. It doesn't work, people. It just doesn't work.
Hold your horses, people.
It's time for George Kittle.
Yeah, George Kittle would have had a better day today.
We got to break out of our skin. You know what? It's too hot with this thing on.
We'll take it off. Now.
That's it.
The only semi-good news of the day is that
there is no good news.
That team from Wisconsin got their asses waxed too.
That's no consolation.
Well, it keeps the division close. Now, we know going into the second half of the game that Green Bay or not Green Bay, but the Chicago is probably going to win and tighten shit up even more. And
they're going to be in first place.
And Detroit will pull something out of their ass, and it's just Zimmer, if you don't put a size 12 up everybody's ass this week, minus Dan Bailey, who did an outstanding job.
He didn't do anything.
Oh, his onside kick was a thing of beauty. We had
when you're bragging,
three opportunities to get that ball before it went out of bounds. Onside
kick, your fucking team sucks. This is at least I got this team. At least I got one team I can root for. It went in 18-point favorites and covered the spread doubly, won by over 36. That's how you cover an 18-point spread. You don't lose by fucking 20.
Unlike the Vikings.
I don't even know, you know where to start. This is a loss that can almost fracture your whole season. You know what? Here's what it is. If you walk into a buzzsaw like Tom Brady or Drew Brees, if you lose at home to Drew Brees, 27-0, 27-6, whatever, you can almost say you lost to Drew Brees. When you lose to arguably the worst team in the league and you're getting shut out 27-0 in the fourth quarter, that's beyond bad. That's like, I don't even know if there's a word for it. That's the type of thing. You know what? All intimidation factor, number one defense, scaring people, home field advantage, all got sucked down the drain today. It's all gone for the whole season. We have no intimidation factor. It's all gone.
None.
That game shot it all away. Every single team that plays us knows they can beat us. We can't play the mind game at all anymore. It's all shot. All that is shot. It's gone. Gone.
And it's a shame because it shouldn't be.
It's gone. We can't intimidate people the rest of the season when you lose to the Bills and a rookie quarterback. Not only lose, get your ass waxed. Nobody's scared to come in here and play anymore. Nobody's scared to play us in general.
They shouldn't be. Not with play like that. And as I said earlier in the week, with the tie up in Lambeau, that felt like a loss. The team shouldn't have been overconfident coming into this game. This should not have been a trap game.
Let me ask you something. I thought about this after the game. Ever since that first half of the Saints game, when it went to halftime of that Saints playoff game, have we looked anywhere near like we're supposed to look since that game?
No, we haven't played anywhere close to that.
That's the second half of the Saints game, the whole playoff game against Philly, and then the first three games of the season, all of them.
We haven't looked good.
In any of the quarters. The
defense was the number one again on third downs, shutting people down. We haven't done that. I think we had one three and out today. Just one. Oh. Right? And that was it. Against Buffalo, people. Against Buffalo.
It's a mind fuck. It's impossible to figure out. They looked prepared. They looked intense. They looked fired up. They were flying around to the ball. They looked twice as fast as we did. They looked, I'll use the word prepared again. Zimmer's teams aren't ready to play. They fucking ease into these games, standing around doing. Didn't it look like Buffalo was the team that should have been the 18-point favorites from the onset?
Yeah, it looked that way.
It's a mind-blowing. How do you even wrap your head around a game like this? How do you even start talking about a game like that? Is one of the worst losses I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of these games. It's,
And at home.
Oh.
And at home, that's what blows my mind. It was at home in your house.
That adds it right on. You know what, David? We've watched a lot of football in our time. Yeah. I've seen 18-point, 20-point favorites, 24-point favorites. I've seen them beat other teams, but it's usually a 3-point game right down to the wire on a field goal.
Right.
I can't tell you the last time I've seen a team that was almost a 3-touchdown underdog come in and own another team like that. You know what I'm saying? That's amazing. I don't think I've ever seen that. I've seen upsets, but upsets are at least a game. This wasn't even a game. I'd probably fire my head coach if I was owned this fucking team. That's terrible.
That's it. It was. And I don't have anything to say. I was very upset and angry after the first half. After the second half, I'm just like,
what is going on with the play calling? What is your opinion of why? What is wrong with the play calling?
One, first off, DeFilippo isn't as good as he was hyped, right? Because he was hyped. Oh, he's just going to be a one-year wonder, and then he's going to be
off. He's a quarterback coach, dude. He wasn't a coordinator.
Right? And then he's going to be off to be a head coach.
He was a quarterback coach. He wasn't the offensive coordinator.
Not after today. And what will end up is we'll be stuck with him.
I'm sick of people saying, well, he was Philly's offensive coordinator. Look what he did in the Super Bowl. That wasn't him. He's the quarterback. Frank Reich, the offensive coordinator over there. What is with some of those play calls? I don't get it.
I have no idea.
I mean, I know the offensive line is trash, so that limits your 7-step drops, but come on.
Yeah, then you go quick. Then you go under 2.5 seconds, and still wasn't that.
Paging Riley Reef. Is Riley Reef in the house? Excuse me, Riley Reef. Are you anywhere to be found?
Well, hey, we got to see Elfline today. Nothing spectacular.
I couldn't even enjoy him playing.
Well, and then take special teams. We signed Wile because this dude had absolutely gaudy good numbers, both in length and hang time.
Yeah.
Right.
If you're going to start, well, that's one of the things, but the punting is the last I'm worried about in this.
But it sucked this today. We only had one good punt, and that was because of a lucky bounce.
You know, there's some things that attribute to players, and there's some things you attribute to coaching. The coaches aren't paying attention. Time management is a coaching thing. And running kickoffs out one after the other after the other after the other when you're only getting to the 10-yard line, at some point you got to tell your player, quit running those kicks out, and it never happens. They just keep doing it. That's a coaching thing. You're not telling your players what you want them to do. I mean,
did we miss Cheryl's on the punt returns today? Hughes bobbled one.
We could have lost that game 45-0. Or 6. Sorry, we got a touchdown, right?
Yeah, we got a touchdown at the end.
Again. Got one team to root for now.
Well, it's
I'm still about the Vikings.
I'm about to say it's still early. It's only week 3. This could be the mulligan game and not really count for diddly squat.
Like I said, you're a 17-point favorite and you lose on a field goal. That's one thing. When you play a game like that and get totally outplayed by a team,
just think about it. We go to Los Angeles on Thursday.
Better play a whole hell of a lot better.
Zimmer better have work shit out and motivated people by Thursday if we have any chance. Otherwise, we're going to be walked over.
What happened to players like this?
My man, Timmy Kleinsaucer.
He wouldn't have blown a game like that.
No, he would have pancaked guys all the way up until the end.
I don't even know. Fuck. That's okay. Bad. That was bad, David. Bad.
It was bad. And I can't give you any hope. I can't give you any good thing other than Adam Thielen caught virtually everything thrown at him.
I've never seen a favored team get peppered that bad by underdog. I've never seen it. Like I said, I've seen it upsets, but it's a game down to the wire.
I mean,
turning the ball over twice on those two successive drives gets you in a hole. We were in a hole right away with those fumbles. But when we fell behind 10-0 and then 17-0, I kept waiting for, wham, we're going to be back in it, you know? And you probably were too. We're going to make it 17-7. We're going to chip away. We're going to get a three and out. We're going to get a field goal, make it 17-10. Then we're going to tie it up at the end of the half, and then we're going to start rolling in the third quarter.
Yeah, I thought it was just, hey, we're going to spot you this, and we're going to come back and kick your ass.
No life, no nothing. They didn't. There was no adjustments for urgency or anything. We just continued to get our asses handed to us.
No, and that's it. Urgency, play calling. Why the hell didn't we go into the hurry up 2-minute type offense in the second quarter, much less, you know, wait until whenever in the fourth?
Right? Just to give your team a jump start, at least.
Exactly.
I don't know. Change
the pace.
There's a lot of questions to be answered. And I know, you know, players play the games, coaches coach the games, and we root for it. But you know what? Days like this when fans go, hey, can I be traded?
Well, I'll never be traded. You and I both have been Vikings fans for a long
time. No, I've never quit.
Long,
never quit my team.
Long time.
I'll never quit my team.
As Jason says, we're the grandpa division, right? There's a reason we are.
Jeez.
And it's because we're long timers and we've seen this. And we know, have faith, or at least have hope a little bit, that they can recover from this.
Purple till I die.
Yes, unfortunately.
What the hell? I wonder what the hell Ted is doing right now, honestly.
He's in New York City.
Oh, jeez.
He was tweeting. He was at the New York Metropolitan Art Museum. With his wife, of course, because it was a wife thing. Tweeting pictures of art and statues of how Viking fans felt. And it was pretty funny. I might include one on this version, even though I don't throw stuff in the edit.
You got to go to the museum while football's on? That's a dedicated husband right there. I wouldn't have done
that. Well, it's either that or, you get cut off, one or the other. So... I think that's enough for this weekend.
Here we go, guys. We're going to kick their ass today. Put on your horns, baby. Let's do it.
We'll need it against the other horny team when we go to L.A. on Thursday.
Come on, Buffalo. You can't beat us.
Speaking of Thursday and the Rams, Drew and I will be trying to prep for it to record tomorrow so we can get it out by Thursday.
Good. Let's move on. I'm already done with this game.
Yeah, obviously. On to L.A., people. On to L.A. What do you say, Drew?
Meow, meow. Viking cow.
Skull Vikings. Let's win the game. Please.